In the Gospel reading from Luke, Jesus calls the people who are following him around an evil generation. Now, these are certainly not words calculated to win their favor. And Jesus goes on to tell them the reason for their evil. It's that they are demanding a sign from him. The word Luke uses here for a sign is the Greek word semeion. And in his gospel, it means something like spectacle or show. Jesus is saying what they're waiting around for is some flamboyant show of power from him. They want to be really impressed by Jesus. They're waiting to be wowed. Jesus tells them directly, "You're not going to get what you want from me." Then he says what they will get from him, get from Jesus, is, quote, "the sign of Jonah." So we need to understand what is meant by this sign of Jonah. A quick recap of the Jonah story. Jonah is a Jew living in Galilee who's ordered by God to go to Nineveh, the great city of the pagan Assyrians, to preach to the people. He is to convert them from their evil ways. Now, Jonah doesn't want to go at all. He's a Jew and he really doesn't have much time for non-Jews. He just wants to stick with his own people. So Jonah decides to go in the opposite direction from Nineveh, toward the sea. He's not going to do what God wants. He's going to sail away from that, quite literally. So he catches a boat. A storm comes up, threatening the boat and everyone on it. The sailors, not being Jews, don't have much time for Jews. They decide to sacrifice the Jew on board by throwing him overboard in the hope the gods will end the storm. They do just that. Jonah is thrown overboard. But wouldn't you know, there's a big whale there that swallows him up. So Jonah's in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. Then the whale spits Jonah out onto dry land. Then God comes a second time and tells Jonah again to go and preach conversion to the people of Nineveh. This time he agrees, but grudgingly. So he goes to Nineveh and preaches to the people of the city. He doesn't much like what he's doing. He definitely doesn't like the people he's preaching to, but he does it. And the people of Nineveh really respond to Jonah's preaching. They repent. They put on sackcloth and change their ways. Yet still, Jonah doesn't want to be with the Ninevites. They're not Jews, not God's people. He thinks God should show his preferential love for the Jews by showering down fire and brimstone on the people of Nineveh. But eventually, God convinces Jonah that he also created the people of Nineveh. They were also his people, and therefore, he should have mercy on them. Jonah finally agrees to God's extraordinary mercy, a mercy not limited by our limitations. Now back to Jesus and the crowd around him. Jesus tells the crowd that's waiting for him to do something spectacular to impress them. He tells them the only thing they're going to get is the sign of Jonah. And the sign of Jonah for them will be their own conversion, a conversion that will be like Jonah's conversion. Like Jonah, they will see people, non-Jews, non-religious people, other religious people, deciding to follow Jesus. And that will be their call to follow him. For the people who are just waiting around for Jesus to impress them, it will be actually seeing people become true disciples of Jesus, following closely in his footsteps. That's what will call them. Call people who are kind of following Jesus around to becoming real disciples. Not merely following him around, not kind of following Jesus, but becoming real disciples of the Lord. The gospel calls us to honest questioning and discernment. Do I just follow Jesus around, kind of following him? Or do I actually follow Jesus? What kind of disciple am I? And there's a further question. Do I see people who are not part of my religious group, not Catholic, not Christian? Am I able to see such people actually living the gospel life? Perhaps even better than my fellow Catholics and Christians. Let us reflect on that. Is there a sign of Jonah being given to us today in our world?